So let's talk about the topic today, which is five ways to heat up your coal distributors. And I chose it because it was a really quick topic, because I knew we'd spend a lot of time on the three-point plan again, because a lot of people are asking tons of questions about it, and I want to make sure to get as many answers as I could, but knowing that we're still going to get Leonie on the Monday call. This is an article that was written by Michael Klaus, and Michael's written a lot of books in network marketing, and he talked about, when he kicked off this article, he talked about, do you have distributors who are stuck at 32 degrees? And when we talk about distributors, of course, you and I are talking about associates that we may have signed up in the past, just like the woman who was just talking about trying to get her team bonus. She goes, well, I've got associates that are no longer ordering, or they're not very effective. Well, you know, we sign up people that got involved with Manitech that wanted to do it as a business, and somehow they're just not growing, or they've kind of stabilized at one area and they're just kind of standing still. And he says that's what his analogy is, they're stuck at 32 degrees. And why does he talk about the 32 degrees? Well, because what's intriguing about water is that water never freezes at 32 degrees. If you ever notice that, if you live up north, all you guys from Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, all the great states that I came from, you notice that it has to get below 32 degrees in order to freeze water. But when you look at ice, at 32 degrees, ice never thaws. So although water will never freeze exactly at 32 degrees, ice will never thaw exactly at 30. So water is kind of sitting in this kind of suspended animation at 32 degrees. Is it ice or is it water? Well, it was already ice. Guess what? It's still going to be ice. If it was just water and never got to ice, it's not going to convert to ice at 32 degrees. Isn't that a funny thing? I never knew that about it. But he used this analogy to talk about, like, some of our distributors. You know, they're at 32 degrees. They're in suspended animation. They're distributors, you know, that show up at every one of your meetings, but they never bring a guest. They never do three-way calls. They just are kind of part of the social environment, perhaps, but and they love Manitech and they love the products, but somehow nothing's, there's no fire lit under them, there's not anything moving them, they're not, you know, they just seem to be suspended at 32 degrees. And he also did the comparison to Yogi Berra, for those of you who like sports. The New York Yankees manager, it might have been what he meant when he said to his players, nothing happens until something happens. You know, it's like, how do we create momentum? How do we move people off their suspension? How do we get somebody off the fence? All of these are great questions, especially when they have to do with people in our own organization. And so he talked about five ways to heat up your coal distributors, and they really have to do a lot with who we're attracting to ourselves. And I'll run through those five quickly, and it was big for me because I loved it, because I look back at all the people I talked to in my, when I talked to you guys about my speed networking experience I had and last week, and I have 25 new cards and new cards from people from that event to follow up with. It was just a joy to be a part of that whole process. But the intriguing thing was, only sponsor those people with whom you want to be friends. And I've never heard anyone say that to me. Everybody always said, oh, go out and, you know, reach above yourself, go after your chicken list, and grab as many people as you can that you see have characteristics that are going to be great in this business. And I agree with that. But when you're talking about those three or four golden bars in your business, the people you're going to spend all your time with, wouldn't it be cool to have people that you really love to be with? And so it's about choosing people you want to work with, and it happens to be one of the mainstays of our business. You know, when you work in other businesses, I don't know how many of you are currently in a J-O-B, but as we know, when we get in J-O-Bs, every J-O-B I've had, especially in the legal world, I guarantee you there wasn't a law firm I was at where I didn't find people I really didn't like. Okay, and some of you are going, kudos to that, Mary Jo, I've never met a lawyer I liked, right? And it's not that lawyers are bad people, it's just that a lot of the lawyers in my, you know, that I associated with and was around in different settings, they were so egocentric and they were so just totally after making money that that's their driving force in life. And it was tough. It was, you know, those big top-notch law firms, it's unbelievable dog-eat-dog world and stepping on everybody's toes. And so, but I didn't have a choice. But I really did have a choice, and I finally made it by exiting that whole scene. But I exited by working on my own, setting up my own law firm, and then being in control of the whole human psychology and the human nature, you know, of who we were, what we represented and reflected in the community. But the idea of being around people you really like, you get to pick. We get to go out there and find characteristics we're looking for and go after them. And I started looking at the last two events I went to for networking, which happened in the last 2 weeks. One of them, well, I went to about four of them, but one of them I went to a pet show, and there was this woman who was running the mini pig little booth. Now, I'm not really into mini pigs. I have cats. Some of you have dogs. But mini pigs, and it's okay. I'm not laughing at mini pigs. It's just like one of those things I'm not into personally. But this woman had such a passion, and she was so vivacious, and she was so just, you know, expressive, vivacious, passionate, and all this stuff. And I'm looking at her thinking, you know what? And I walked away from that event. We collected about 10 cards, and I looked at Lydia, and I said, that's the one I want. So it was really funny that even before I found this article to do this review, we kind of do that in our own selective ways already, don't we? We can look at people, but some of us chase everybody and we just beg, cajole, and the idea is that really focus, too, on people that you feel that you'd be highly compatible with and you really would like to be around. They're energizers or they're, you know, for some of you, a person that's really energizing might not be somebody you're compatible with, but maybe you want to look at, maybe they'd be good for my business, though. But the idea of picking characteristics you're looking for and going after them. And I love that, making the laundry list, what kind of person do I want, making that list of things that are important to you, and then going out and securing it, finding those people. And that's what you're going to attract. When you have the list done, and that's what I tell everybody, make the list. If you haven't made your list of what characteristics you want in the people that you're going to partner with in this business, then you're never going to attract them because you don't know what you're looking for. It's like you got to put the stake in the ground. You got to get that mindset right about exactly who you're looking. You got to put the law of attraction into work for you so that you start, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. You want to think about, what are those characteristics? What do I want to attract? And then you go out there in the community, and guess what happens? You start coming across because you're focusing. Your focal points become those characteristics. And he made the comment in his article. He says, hey, if you come across people and you go, oh, this guy, and if you don't want them in your home, why would you want them in your business? Well, and I'm going to give you one. Here's the reason you want them in your business, even though you may not want them in your home, because I've come across a few curmudgeons that, boy, oh, boy, they were tough. If they're interested in my business, I'm going to always pull them in my business. But what I'm going to do is pursue to find out who they know, to find those attractor factors of people that I really want to work with. Number two, invest your time with those you personally sponsor. In other words, as you sponsor people, you want to get to know them. Take them out to lunch. Get to know them. Find out about their family. You know, I can look back in my history, and, of course, I only have my history with Manatech because that's the only networking company I've ever been associated with. And I look at the people around me, and I see some of the people were the people that were signing up the most people. They'd go out, and they'd sign up tons of people and tons of people and tons of people. And I look at what happened to them, and it's like total train wreck. I mean, because they never spent time and developed a relationship to get to know them, who they are, what they want to be, support them with their dreams, love on them, as I say, you know, my favorite phrase, everybody always tells me, what do you mean? I even got an email from one of you guys in the field that said, well, Mary Jo, what do you mean by love on somebody? You know, it's really a funny thing. We all have different perspectives of that, but it was amazing to me that somebody sent me that, and it was a delight to respond to that, because that's how I like to operate my life. I like to love on everybody, right? And it's about but we have a group of people that are really important to us. We bring them in the organization. We love on them. We cherish them. We find out what their dreams are. We get to know them. We are great listeners. We, instead of tell, we want to just listen to them. What are their aspirations in their life? How can we tie this business into what they want in their life? Knowing their why and driving that why is so big, because this is a vehicle to allow them to achieve that and be supportive of their why. You know, I love doing that. I mean, I have people that, one person in my organization that wants to go into art. She wants to be a painter and all this stuff. Well, what I love to do, my best thing is to take her to art fairs, because she's like, she's in her milieu in the art fair, right? But it's a great place to prospect as well. So you're supporting both things. So be sensitive to those issues instead of being so driven that you drive people crazy, right? Reinforce them in all your efforts. You should understand the circumstances, needs, dreams of everyone you personally bring in the business. And that's a goal set for yourself, and you'll set up to win. The next thing he mentioned is set up a game plan and follow through. So this is a huge stumbling block for so many people. So what do you have in place as a blueprint to success for a brand new distributor? If somebody brand new came in your organization and said, I want to do this as a business, what do you have today to take them from step to step? What do you have in place? Or are you just scrambling? Or are you going to call your upline at the last minute and say, what do you have? What do you have? I'm going to suggest here, in fact, circle that in the outline, everybody. I'm going to suggest this is the number one reason why people aren't signing up business builders today. Because if you don't know what you're going to do with them, you're never going to attract them. So you want to make sure that you have a system. You want to have a structured system, step by step by step. How are they going to be? How are they going to learn what the products are about? Do you have a product training page? Do you have a system where they can do step by step by step? So it's got to be a blueprint for success. Do you have an administration page that just takes them through how to get into Manatech, how to place their auto order, how to sign people up, how to use Success Tracker? Not sophisticated, but just step by step by step so they understand how to work the Manatech website. Do you have that? Those are all the things you want to have in place so you're ready to go, because once they're in place, now watch what happens when you're out there prospecting. You'll start bringing on people that are looking for the business because you're ready for them. You're ready to receive them. So you want to build it. You can build something like that through upline support, crossline ideas, whatever you have that you want to put together, but have a structure. Have a step-by-step. I know Wendy Kramer, I remember when Wendy got so huge, she grew out of nowhere. She and her husband just became, you know, presidentials in a very short period of time, but she had a little booklet that she used with everybody. It helped them on how to prospect, just kind of a basics. It was about 12 pages long, and they handed it to everybody. I remember that. It was like my first introduction to somebody like that. So it's, and today most of us do it on a web page. We'll have a team web page or something that has all that information on it. But it needs to be in place so you have a game plan and follow through. And once you get that blueprint down with your new partner, then you got to stick to it every step of the way. You can't just go, oh, okay, throw it off. It doesn't work. If you don't sit down with people and get them to work through the step by step, they'll never accomplish anything. Some people go out there and go, oh, yeah, I just want them to do their contact list and start signing everybody. I go, great, great, great. So they never learn about the products. They never get their why down. They don't even understand why they're in the business. You just set them on fire and let them run out and start signing a bunch of people up. You know, people, will that get you some new signups? Yeah. Will it work long term? No. Never will. Because if they don't have that rudder in the water, their ship isn't going to go in any given direction. It's going to just flail. And you don't want to allow that to happen. You're responsible. Why are you responsible? Because you signed them up. You brought them in as a new distributor, and you want to make sure that you put them in the best possible position for success. Don't create failure in people's life. Create success in their life. So once you get the blueprint, you want to work through every step of the way with that person. Treat your new distributor as a partner. You are partners. Call them your partner in the business. And clearly in this three-point plan, it even makes it more exciting to be calling people partners because you actually are partnering in the taproot. You're growing that leg together. So it becomes a togetherness. It builds that team atmosphere. You're together building that leg. And that, how awesome is that? That's just even more exciting. So it's not just about partnering. I'm partnering with you, but you go out and sign up all your people and get the executive director by yourself. Now you're truly partnering them in their power leg. So they have that volume in that one leg. So number four, talk with those you sponsor every week. In other words, not only are you building a relationship with them, because we talked about that already, everyone you sponsor you want to personally spend time with, but build it as part of your weekly to-do list, that when you're sponsoring people, you want to talk to them every week. I'm doing that, you know, in fact, some of my new people I just signed up, I'm already had, like, one of them I've had three conversations with. Why? Why do you think I've had three conversations with one of the consumers I just signed up? Because she loves to talk, she's got a great sphere of influence, and she's just fun. And so we're having fun. So I'm talking to her about ABC. I haven't talked to her about doing the business yet, but you know what? That's my goal. You bet. I see BB written all over her, right? So I can't wait another couple of weeks, and I can't wait that we're going to be doing the business together. And I'll let you guys know whether that happens, but that's what I'm doing. So I talked to her all the time. I sponsored her, right? I put her in. Well, I didn't. I guess I didn't because I put her underneath a person I signed up the week before. So, but I enrolled her, but I put her in, and so sponsor means you signed up. It doesn't matter where you place them. It's really, I should say, who you enroll for purpose of technical information for Manatech. But you want to build a relationship with them and connect to them, listening, the number one way to build a relationship, and show how important they are and how much you care about them. Those are the ways we really, really, really step into people's lives. And it's a wonderful thing to do. Oh, by the way, let me share something with you just around that same topic, because Lydia was at a convention. She went to a, what was it called, Lynn? Was it the
iPower training?
That she went to, and she was in Facebook marketing and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, she implemented her Facebook marketing, some of her stuff she learned, and she already got one sign up. So is that pretty cool? And we haven't gotten a sign up off of Facebook in, I mean, ages. So I thought that was cool. So we'll do some training on that as well coming forward. But the power team thing with Bill Walsh, and one of the speakers got up and he said, you know, when we start doing this business, a lot of times we talk about sales. You hear the word sales. And everybody has a different thing. I like to call it sharing with people, but of course I'm out there. The thing I do is selling. No matter what I do, I'm selling, because I'm always selling myself in every single event. And why am I always selling myself? Because I'm always selling because I want to have impact on somebody's life. I think that's the purpose I'm here on earth, is to impact other people's lives. Grow myself, impact others. Grow myself, impact others, right? But if I don't sell myself to somebody else, in other words, if I don't get them to believe in me or trust me, then there's no way that they're ever going to buy any, quote-unquote, buy something from me. They're not going to buy into Mary Jo. So I'm always selling myself. But we talk about it from sharing, and we stay away from the word sales. Well, this speaker was awesome because he went on, he said, you know, when I started talking about sales, and I started, he must have been an analyst. He goes, I went back in history, and I looked at where is the origination of the word sales. Has anyone ever done this exercise? Of course, I wouldn't, because I'm a promoter in that, you know, the Inspire quadrant, and we don't research where the word sales came from. We just like it because we love to go out there and talk to tons of people. But here's this guy. He did all this research. He traced it all the way back to its Latin origin. And the word in its Latin origin behind the word sales is means to serve. Isn't that awesome? It means to serve. And I just thought I'd throw that in here. And this guy was talking, he says, and when I walk up to people and I start talking to them and I get to know them, I just say, how can I support you? That's his favorite language. How can I support you? What can I do to support you? Isn't that great? That's great. And sometimes we wait until somebody's got breast cancer or something like that, and then we want to go and support them. We go, how can I support you or something? Why can't we just ask people, no matter what it is, how can I support you? I think it's a great statement. So we can do all that. I just added that because I thought it was cool. It fit well with what we're talking about today, that we serve people. Build a relationship, talk to people, connecting, listening, build relationships, show them how important they are and how much you care about them. And then number five in this article was become close personal friends inside and outside the business. So it becomes more than just inside the business. So you make a relationship with people and you go above and beyond. One of my associates was in town from, she's out of Lubbock, and her son was playing a basketball game here, high school. And I went to the high school basketball game to spend time with him. I took him out to dinner. We had him stay at the house because they were going to be local, so we opened our home up to them to stay at our house. So there's, how many different ways can you participate in people's lives? A lot. You can work with people on charity. One of my people in my organization is tied into a outreach program, Christian outreach program in Iran. And so I got involved with that because that's important to her. It's important to me. So I'm helping the people involved in that. So it's how do we connect and do things not just around Manatech, because so many of you are so driven by Manatech, and it's great to be driven. But remember that this person is a whole person. They have other things going on in their lives, and how can I step into that without giving up all my time and energy, but what efforts can I make to be a part of their lives in other ways? And that's what you want to look for. Look for those opportunities. It might take you an hour here, an hour there, or whatever, but all that time is incredibly invaluable. It's investing in the relationship. And he, you know, his bottom line was basically network marketing is about building a fabulous lifestyle. So who do you want to spend that lifestyle with? You know, your partners become your best friends. Your partners become the people that you share a ton of time with. And the other point that's so crucial is the fact that people can choose to leave a business, but most will never choose to leave a friendship. So no matter what they do, if you keep a friendship going, you'll probably have them in your business forever. And that's all about retention. So how important is that? And some of us can speak. I know Michael can, I can, you know, being in Manatech for as long as we've been in Manatech, I still have in my first four legs, I have some of those original consumers who will never stop taking the products. But so much of that is because I do a man and mail once a month. I show how much I care. I keep in communication with them. And a lot of it is they just love the support that Mary Jo has for them. When somebody dies in their family, I send them a note. When they, you know, if they need something else or they're doing some charity work, I work with that. It's about full contribution, all-in contribution. How do I contribute to their lives? How do I, you know, make their lives better? How do I support them? So keep that in mind, and you'll grow a great business, and you'll have phenomenal partners in it. And you're also, remember that the number one way we lead is lead by example. So if you're portraying that in your organization and that's what you're doing with people, then what do you think you're setting them up to do with their people, right? All right, everybody, that's all I have for today. Perfect timing. Anyone have any questions last minute? Anything I can answer? Quiet group. Okay, everybody. Have a great week. Let's go out there and prospect, prospect, prospect. Let's go out and find many, many people. Enjoy the week. There's a lot of people out there waiting to hear from you. And Oh, guess what? Lydia did remind me, next Monday is Memorial Day, so we don't have a Monday morning call. Sorry, I will miss all of you, but great opportunity over the weekend, holiday weekends, to do what? To meet new people and get, even if you don't ever bring up Manatech in the conversation, get their information, contact information, follow up with it, and, you know, and some of the best people out there, let me tell you, I'll just give you one quick clue to that. Here's what... who's our friend from Zochai Chocolate, Lydia?
Paula Pritchard.
Paula Pritchard wrote a book, and I reviewed her book. I did a book review on a Monday call about it. But Paula's favorite thing, she loves to go out and meet people. Like, this would be a perfect holiday for Paula Pritchard. It's perfect for all of us, no less. But Paula, this is her style. She'll go out this weekend, and she'll meet tons of people at different parties, different events, and she'll get to know them, and she'll ask questions, how's your, you know, go through the form, just breaking the ice, finding out things about them, and then she'll take down their information. You know what I mean? Just to keep in connection with them, their name and their telephone number or whatever, and write down a note about what they said. And then Tuesday morning, she'll call them back and she'll go, hey, Don, this is Paula. I don't have much time. I'm just running out the door. But let me tell you, the other day when you told me about, you know, the kind of, you know, issues that you've had financially and that you had kind of blew through your kids' college education fund, that you really wanted to replace that. Were you just kidding or were you serious about that? And they'll go, well, of course I was serious about it. And he goes, great. Well, I think I have a solution for you, and I'd love to sit down and meet. Well, what is it, Paula? But listen, Don, I just told you I'm running out the door, but it was on my mind. You were on my mind ever since we had that conversation, so I couldn't help but touch base, see if you know, you wanted to get together. So how about tomorrow at lunch? You want to go do lunch together? And she'll set up an appointment. Isn't that great? It's a great way. And she asked that question about whether you were kidding or not because she wants to make sure they're serious about what they want. Some guy says he wants a Jaguar. Were you kidding or were you really serious? Do you want that Jaguar? Great. So I have a way, I believe I have a solution for you to show you how to get that. And I'd love to meet. Well, what is it? Well, that's why you start the whole conversation with saying, you know what, I'm in a rush right now. I'm heading out the door, but I was thinking about you since we met yesterday and just wanted to know. And So you're only taking less than a minute of their time. But it's a great way that you never had to bring up Manatech or your company or anything like that. You're just getting to know people, but you better get some information from them and then get their contact information, right? Do you have a card? Let's exchange cards. Great, good. Talk to you soon. And then you follow up with something specific that you learned about them when you went through form. Everybody got that? Just a little helpful hint. Okay, everyone, have a great, delightful week and a wonderful Memorial Day, and we'll be in touch base 2 weeks from now. Thanks, everyone. Bye.